is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Twisted Prophecies in the New Bible Versions. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Jamie Johnson with Lead Me Home, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Angel song. my hand, Lord, lead me home.
You know, God's given us one Bible. That's all you need, my friends. One Bible. But all these hooligans out there, that's what I call them, hooligans, they want to make money, so they printed up new Bibles. And more, and more, and every year there come out new and new Bibles. And these are just train wrecks. They'll lead you astray. You know, many years ago, I rededicated my life to Christ, and Juan and I went out and found what we thought was a good church, and before I started my own ministry, and you know, God had called me, but I went to this a church, and you know, to commemorate the occasion, I went to a Christian bookstore, and I said, Juan, let's get us a new Bible. You know, start fresh as a, because we were a lot younger back then, as young, fresh Christians, let's get us a new Bible. So I went to the bookstore, and I couldn't believe it. There were all these Bibles there. Oh, there was the Revised Standard Version, and then the New American Standard Version, and then the New International Version, and boy, pretty soon, you know, they have first the Revised Standard Version, then they're going to have the New Revised Standard Version, then the New American Revised Standard Version. I mean, it goes on and on, doesn't it? Now, let me tell you the secret of these Bible, the so-called Bibles. You see, the King James Bible is not, it's not copyrighted. Nobody can copyright the King James Bible. I mean, you know, it's been around since 1611. Actually, the Bible itself, when it wasn't in English, it goes all the way back. But, you know, the King James Bible, it's just the Word of God. Now, to get a new Bible, you've got to change words. You see, you can't just put out the King James Bible and call it the Revised Standard Version or the New International Version or some other name. You have to change the words in it. Now, why do you have to change the words in it? Because then it wouldn't be a new Bible. And you couldn't copyright it. Now you go and get all the, go to the Christian bookstore and look at all the Bibles, and all of them say copyrighted, and then they have the year. Copyrighted 1963. Copyrighted 1975. Copyrighted 1989. Copyrighted, you know, 2005. They all have a year in which they were copyrighted. And that's so that copyright is protected.
if you start printing up NIVs, then the owner of the copyright is going to come and get you. He's going to say, wait just a minute. You're violating my copyright. You can't do that. Now, isn't that strange? Whose words are these? They're God's words, they claim, right? Oh, yeah, says the owner of the NIV. That's God's words. Well, are you copyrighting God's words? Maybe he doesn't want you to copyright his words. How can you copyright God's words? They're for anybody. Jesus said he did nothing in secret. Everything he did, he did so that people could see it and hear it. The Bible even says if you have ears to hear, then listen up. There it is. But, oh, no, you can't do that. We own the copyright on that Bible. How can you own the copyright on what on God's words? He said them. But they said, well, no, they're our words. Oh. Oh, they're your words. Yes, it's our words. We put those words in there. Oh, they're not God's words then. Well, we put whatever we thought God wanted to say. Yeah, you sure you did. And then you got problems with the people who worked on these committees. Now, you may think they're great Christian people, and maybe they had these wonderful Bible word committees, and they chose new words for the new Bibles. Yeah, yeah, sure. You know, I found out that one of the Bibles was written by a woman named Dr. Virginia Mollenkott. And I wondered, who is Virginia Mollenkott? I tried to do a little research on her. And she wrote for the NIV Bible. She was what they call a word stylist. Yes, she chose words for the Bible. Did she ask God's permission? Did she say, God, can I use your words? Because I want to copyright it. No, she didn't. Now, Virginia Mollenkott, I found out, is a lesbian. And Virginia Mollenkott doesn't believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And she believes in all kinds of weird stuff. But she was the NIV word stylist. Oh, yes. Then I found out about another man who was, well, he was the head of the committee that put together another version of the Bible, a very popular version, and I found out he was a homosexual. There are all kinds of people that the publishers go out and find and get them and pay them to write the words for the new versions. And they're all full of baloney, my friends. Listen, please. I want you to have God's word. You know, Proverbs 30, verse 5 says this, every word of God is pure. Think about that, friends. Every word of God is pure. Now, Virginia Mollenkott probably says, oh, well, I made a few mistakes. I bet she made a lot of mistakes. You see, she put the words she wanted. Now, I was talking with this woman one time, and she worked on one of the versions. And I said, this version doesn't sound right here. It's the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's not right. You know about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. I don't have to tell it to you, friends. She says God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because the men there were not hospitable. They weren't very friendly. They weren't very kind. No, they didn't. God destroyed that city because they were a bunch of raging queers and homosexuals. Come on. They saw those handsome men, those angels. They weren't really men, but they thought they were. And they all went to Lot's house and said, give us those men. We want to have them. In other words, we want to have sex with them. But that was too much for those angels. They said, Lot, get your family and leave this place. It's going to be destroyed. And I was told by one of the translators for the Bible that, well, we didn't want to put that in there. We didn't want to put that they were homosexuals. We just put they were not hospitable. Then I understand another translator wrote the Bible. And you know the story of the men in the tombs, or the man, I should say, where Jesus came, and this man was there, and he had broken his chains, and he was like a wild man. He was insane. And God ordered him, said, reveal your name to me, because he knew he was full of devils. And the man, the voice came out and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. There are many devils in that man. Well, you read along in this version, you find out that that man had, this version had that the man was epileptic. That's why he was insane and broke his chains, and he just had epilepsy. I said, where did that come in the Bible at? Well, we don't really believe in demons. So we had to rewrite it and give the man a disease. We thought the closest thing would come to it would be epilepsy. Friends, every word of God is pure. They changed the word of the Bible there. I mean, you're taking a big chance. You know, God doesn't like you to change his word. In fact, he says in Psalm 138, verse 2, listen to this now, the King James Bible says, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. The word of God is greater than his name. He's magnified it. That's how important the word of God is to God. Well, let's talk a little bit about the word of God more today. We're going to give you some other verses that, they've been messed around with by these new modern translators. That's why I go for the King James Bible, friends. But it's got the these and the thous in that, the thines. I want something more modern and updated. Friends, what you're going to find out is there are entire verses missing in the new chapters. Look for the last chapter of Mark. It's missing from the new versions. The whole chapter. Let's look at Revelation 14, verse 20, for example. You know, they say that, well, we made it easier. We use modern language so that people can understand the words better. Well, let's see if they can. The King James says, Revelation 14, verse 20, it says, and the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Wow. So much blood was shed there that the blood came all the way up to the horse's bridle for the space of 1,600 furlongs. Well, you can look up in the dictionary and find out how long a furlong is. But listen to the New American Standard Version. Now, where the King James says by this blood was a huge expanse of blood, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. You know that's a lot of blood. It's around, 200 miles or so of blood. 200 miles of blood up to the horse's bridle. But the New American Standard Version says, for a distance of 1,600 stadia. Huh? Now, I did a little research on that. Now, that turns into about 180 miles. Or maybe, think about that. 180 miles. But they don't give it to you in miles. You see, somebody else has already chosen that word. Somebody's copyrighted the word miles. In fact, the NIV has for a distance of 200 miles. So they don't want to use the same word again. They can't use the same word. They got to go out and find a different word. So the King James calls it furlongs. The NIV calls it miles. And the New American Standard Version calls it stadia. 1,600 stadia. Oh, yeah. Who knows what stadia means? You see, they made the Bible more difficult, haven't they? Now, here's Revelation 17, verses 9 and 10. It says, the King James says, "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." Okay. Think about that, my friends. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. But the NIV, the New International Version, says the seven heads are seven hills. Whoa. A hill is different than a mountain, isn't it? King James Version says the seven heads are seven mountains. But the NIV says the seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. Which is it, friend? Is it a mountain or a hill? Well, there's the difference in the King James and this other version. Now, the King James Version in Revelation 17, verse 13 says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." Think about it. These have one mind. But the NIV says, they have one purpose. They have one purpose. The New American Standard says, these have one purpose. So, my friends, they're all of one mind, or they have a purpose. Which would you like? You see how they changed the Bible there? It seems to me it's a lot easier to read, these have one mind. They think alike. They have one mind. But these other versions say one purpose. They butchered the Bible. That's just the way it goes. Let's go to Revelation 18, verse 13. The King James Bible speaks of, "And sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and the souls of men." And the NIV decided to change that. It reads, "And sheep, horses, and carriages, and bodies, and souls of men." Okay, sheep stays the same. Horses stays the same. But suddenly, it's not chariots, it's carriages. My friends, a chariot is quite a bit different than a carriage. Wouldn't you say so? The King James says, "and slaves." But the NIV says, "and bodies." Now, listen. You know when it says slaves, it means slaves. But "and bodies"? What does that mean? Is that the body of a movie star, or a body of a skinny person, a fat person, a ugly person, a beautiful person? What is a... "and bodies"? How does that compare with "and slaves"? Quite a bit different, don't you think? But the New American Standard says, "and sheep, and cargoes of horses." Cargoes of horses. "And chariots, and slaves, and human lives." Now, the King James Bible and the NIV says, "and souls of men." But the New American Standard says, "and human lives." My friends, the souls of men, that's a lot different than just human lives. In fact, that has no... What does that have to do with anything? This is totally different, isn't it? So if you've got this Bible, don't expect to understand it. Just amazing, isn't it? King James Bible, Revelation 21, verse 6 says, "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the waters of life freely." But the NIV says, to him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost. Oh, boy.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.